Now, the Monetary and Economic Council puts practically the entire responsibility for redressing our balance of payments on your shoulders, that is, the Minister of Finance. They say this estimate, therefore, assumes that the government will be prepared to adopt such fiscal measures as may be necessary to reduce the demand for imports to a level which will eliminate our current account deficit. And elsewhere it says the prime responsibility must lie with fiscal policy. Now, if you just allow me to formulate my question, in 1966, when we had fairly tight import controls, private imports amounted to $680 million, equal to over 17% of our national expenditure of $3,900 in that year. Now, the Council calculates that to meet your undertaking to balance accounts by 1969 and still leaving $95 million to be borrowed in that year, imports should be reduced by then to about $610 million from $680 million. Now, if the propensity of New Zealanders to import 17% of their expenditure remains unchanged, national expenditure in New Zealand in 1969 could not be more than $3,600 million, because that's $300 million less than in 1966, because 17% of $3,600 million would suck in all the 610 million imports which are permissible. Alternatively, of course, if the 1969 national income was to be at least this year's income, which was $4,200 million, the propensity to import would have to be reduced to 14.5% from 17%, because 14.5% of $4,200 million is $610 million. Now, I'd like to ask you two questions. Would you try to reduce income from the present $4,200 million to $3,600 million in 1969, so that we do not import more than is necessary? That's the first question. And the other question is, if you do not want to reduce incomes by fiscal measures, how do you think New Zealanders' propensity to import can be reduced from 17% of expenditure to 14.5% with import controls abolished?
Well, Mr. Rosenberg, I don't know how many of the people listening to this program followed your figures, but quite frankly, I wasn't one of them. And it's not possible for me to comment on such a rapid-fire series of figures tossed at me at this notice in a way that would be intelligent to people listening to the program. I'll have to approach your question in a somewhat different manner.